sit down, sir.
Daniel?
You're on.
Is it time? Hello? I'd like to call this regularly scheduled town council meeting together. And with that, Reverend Williams, if you will say the invocation, I would appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you again for letting me come. The Bible talks about meetings. First, it says and it refers to me when I was working here as a law enforcement officer. It refers to y'all up there. It refers to all the people out here. It's talking about meetings when you have meetings. And what it's talking about is, first of all, be quick to listen, what the Bible says. And when you listen and weigh out all the facts on both sides. And when you do that, you come out with a good, united answer, we hope, for whatever the issues you have or something, like I say, I have to do in law enforcement, something I have to do as a minister now. If I don't listen to all the facts and weigh everything as it should be, then things won't go appropriately. But that's what we ask at all of these meetings, that everybody just listen, be attentive. When you have your chance to say it, think about what you're going to say before you say it. And it should, when the meeting's all over, it should come to one hopefully great thing. With that, let's go ahead and pray. Dear Lord, we thank you again for allowing us to be here this week. We thank you for the city council, and we thank you for the people in the audience tonight. We thank you for you, yourself, just being here. So Lord, I just ask that you lead us in all tonight. Lead the mayor and the city council and doing the town's business, the great town of Cary Beach. And just watch after all of us, guide us, lead us to doing the things that you want us to do. And I ask that in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Will y'all join me in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Any changes to the consent agenda?
Make a motion to approve the consent agenda as presented.
Second.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. Adoption of the agenda. Any changes? Do I have a motion?
Make a motion to approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Discussion and consideration. We don't have any of that. Discussion and consideration of persons to address council. And we have John Ellen.
Good afternoon, Mayor.
Hello.
Mayor-elect Swearingen, congratulations on your election.
Thank you.
And Mayor Lambeth, congratulations on your dedicated service to this town.
Appreciate that.
I was looking through the land use program this evening, and all the key issues, many, 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 have been solved under the tutelage and leadership for this town. But enough of that praise and glory stuff. I have the honor of representing, working with Craig and Nancy Aver here, and sitting in on the North Carolina Beach Inlet Waterways Association conference for the last 2 days. Big, big acronym. A lot of, I'll say, exciting briefings by many, many people, quite a varied agenda, 2 full days over at Riceville Beach. I learned a lot and just want to assure you that I will write up a report and try to have that emailed to you guys before the next meeting.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Eric Dan.
I may not be here next December meeting, but I just couldn't let the opportunity go by without giving Dean Lambeth a thank you. He's provided 6 years of hard, dedicated work to this town, and on behalf of all of us citizens, we really do thank you, Dean.
Thanks.
Appreciate it. I hope you get a little relaxation after this period.
Thanks. Thank you. Anyone else to address council? Okay, thank you. Discussion and consideration of committee business, board of adjustment, community center, marketing committee, parks and recreation, planning and zoning, shoreline access, beach protection, parking committee. Okay, discussion and consideration of department head business, administration, and recreation.
I want to give you an update.
I can hear you.
Yes.
From the subcommittee that has been working with the county on the interlocal agreement for the coastal storm damage reduction projects. Before I start on that, just for the benefit of the audience, we don't live, eat, breathe, stand on the beach like the your council does. In 1995, the town entered an agreement with the U.S. Corps of Engineers to put sand on the beach. It was a 50-year agreement. We consistently had sand placed on the beach every 3 years. The agreement was that 65% would be federal dollars and the other 35% would be from other funding sources. In 2011, we had a little bit of a mix-up and scare with the funding, and everybody kind of went into a panic mode. That brought about an interlocal agreement with the county, a kind of a last resort backup plan for DEFCON 5. We don't have any funding to put sand on the beach. This interlocal agreement says that we will continue as we are with every 3 years, with 82.5% coming from room occupancy tax, which is a 6% hotel tax or vacational tax, but only 3% of that comes toward sand on the beach. And then the other 17.5% will come from each town. We fast forward to 2015, and the beach towns, when it's time to renew,
You might have to lean back and hit him.
Just put it on. We can't be overly.
It's on the side.
I got that money much. So in 2015, at the Port Waterway Beach Commission, which is a committee of New Hanover County Council, Carolina Beach and Curie Beach discussed the 17.5% share and voiced concerns about how much it is and why it's only the beach towns that have to fund this, that the county's not putting in any money from the general fund for sand on the beaches. That started a whole new conversation. The chairman of the Port Waterway Beach Commission took that information to the county commissioners, and they set up a subcommittee of staff members from each town, from the county, and from the chairman of the Port Waterway Commission. And we would come back with short-term solutions. I was selected to serve on that for the town as a staff member. We met four times starting in July. Each meeting was supposed to have been an hour. We were in there an hour and a half, 2 hours easily each time. Every time we tried to talk about short-term options of how this 17.5% would be distributed, we kept coming back to the fact that per the county finance projections, the RMT fund is going to be out of money as early as 2026 if we could take 82.5% out. And what that means is if we don't do something to shore up that fund, in 11 years or so, we're going to be looking at an even higher burden possibly to put on the table. So we kind of went round and round, and we came up with three suggested short-term options and ranked those to present to the county commissioners. And that was presented at the November 16th meeting this past Monday. One thing we emphasize, and that's why it's bolded and underlined, that all options assume a mutually agreed upon and aggressively sought long-term funding strategy. Option A was while we search for this long-term funding strategy, each beach town will get 100% of their CSBR, or San Diego Beach Project, paid for out of the room occupancy tax. Option B, the 17.5% local cost share would be split 50-50 between the recipient beach and New Hanover County, but their general fund. And option C, the 17.5% local cost share would either be distributed using each town's ad valorem or per capita percentages. And the other split would come from the county general fund. Other options discussed, I'm not really going to go into those because as far as I'm concerned, there's one option, but other members of the committee felt like they were. This is just an estimated math, option one. Through July of 2020, we estimated a cost of about $8 million for each beach, Riceville Beach, Carolina Beach, and Curry Beach, even though ours have not been that high so far, but with inflation. Through that, $24 million would come out of the ROT fund. Option B, it would be $700,000 for each recipient beach and $700,000 in the Hanover County General Fund. Option C, I don't know if you can see these numbers, for ad valorem for Curry Beach, we would be looking at $240,000 per project, or if we were by per capita, it would be $80,000 per project. Long-term options. We also include this, again, because we felt this was extremely important, that if we didn't do something about long-term funding solutions for this fund, we're just going to keep having the same conversation over and over and over. These are not ranked, but we did start with the North Carolina Dedicated Funding Group. Right now, the state has been funding the 17.5%, but we have to ask for it every year. We have to go through the budget cycle and hold our breath and make sure that we're going to get the funds. We would like to see something dedicated in the state's budget to nourish regions. ROT reformulation, this could be either looking at if we need a higher percentage, lower percentage, or right now 3% is for sand, the other 3% goes for marketing. Do we need to look at changing some of that or not? Potential revenue sources that we looked at was a food and beverage tax. 1 cent within New Hanover County would bring in about $6 million annually. We looked at a sales tax, I think a quarter cent sales tax was $2.3 million. And commissioners, in the packet that I gave you in the back, it has some more estimated numbers.
Nancy, if I can ask you a question on that. In the report that came back through the county, I didn't really see any references to all the discussion points that we had made with them on these particular options. Was that considered at all in their deliberation, do you know? Maybe you don't.
With the county?
Yes.
I don't know, because we were not part of that discussion. We had originally been told that we would present to the county commissioners and have a chance to answer questions, but there were not any questions asked at that meeting, and we did not give any backup data or any reasoning for this. It was agreed by other members of the committee that we shouldn't do that, that we should.
So these four options were not, for some reason, they were not in the solution that came through the county. That's what I'm getting.
The solution that came from the county?
A, B, or C does not include any of these other options.
No, A, B, and C were short-term options.
Yeah, and they didn't discuss long-term
and
options.
Half percent. They did at the county commissioners meeting yesterday. They did.
Okay.
A little bit.
So what you going
to
get to?
I take that back. They did. They discussed short term a little bit. They had some questions, but they did not even speak about the long term options.
Okay.
Seasonal sales, and we looked at municipal service districts. Excuse me. Then we recommended to the county commissioners that they meet either with all three beach town councils or designated representatives to have a sit down work session and a serious conversation about where we go from here. Yesterday's meeting, I thought, was positive. There were some good questions asked, a good understanding, I think, of how soon the fund will run out of money. Trying to think. A couple of commissioners did say for me to come back. Commissioner White particularly came back, said for me to come back and tell you that he wanted you to know that he has heard you and he understands the position and that he does want to work with all of you. Chairman Mark Hill echoed the same sentiment. Commissioner Zaffin seems very educated on the issue. So that's for in the way you ended, I guess, right now. The way that goes from here. Thank you. Can you let me know? Okay.
Just as a point, we've been working on this for a year and a half. Dean, Dan, Bill, myself, others. We need you. The people in the towns need to communicate with the commissioners and let them know that it is not acceptable to not have a long-term solution for our beaches, which is the heart, the heartbeat of the county. So we do need you to communicate with the county commissioners beyond just ourselves. If they do not solve the 17.5% on our approximately $4 million budget, is that right, Arlen? About $4 million per year? Our 17.5% would be $1.3 million. If you divide that by the number of people in this town, it's almost a tax of $500 per man, woman, and child. It's not acceptable. We need to tell them that.
The 17.5% I signed as an emergency agreement with the other beach towns because Kira Beach basically got left out of one of the beach nourishments, and there was talk about the 17.5% that had to come from somewhere. Fortunately, we worked through that. In fact, Carolina Beach stepped up to the plate and gave us their money they were supposed to get for the 17.5%, so we didn't have to pay it. I was, and the commissioners were very upset that we were actually left out of the beach renourishment at that time. We have met with all of the county commissioners except Barfield, one-on-one, three times, to try to get it through their head when they were running and then when they were elected too, that they need to do something. And I think when they present another percentage coming off the ROT taxes, that the motel owners are going to have a screaming fit. Because, you know, 1%, they already gave us stats that if theirs goes up, it makes it a hardship compared to the other beach towns and tourism and everything else and getting conventions and things like that into town. But Barfield has made it perfectly clear that he doesn't think that the beaches are diverse enough. He makes it clear at all the ROT meetings. And he is one of the problems that we have. The other one is the county commissioner, I mean county controller, Kudrow. When Dan and Craig and I met with him on four or five different occasions, they made it perfectly clear that the county would never pay to take care of these beaches. And he was adamant in that. The girl who does the bookkeeping for the ROT could never find any numbers that we could compute for the food and beverage tax. Dan went out on his own and found those numbers. So with the county's budget, and I understand that they only have $14 or $15 million, I think it is, it's actually theirs to spend as they wish. But if they don't step up to the plate and start doing something long term, then y'all are going to have to pay for the beaches. Thank you, Nancy.
These are just some facts, and again, this is in your hard copy packet that I gave you. The fund currently has $42 million in it, the River Occupancy Tax Fund. We talked about projections. There's about $450,000 that's coming out annually now in expenditures. $77,000 of that is a percent of the county staff that work on beach nourishment, such as the county storm protection coordinator, the finance staff, the engineer. We do pay Marlowe, lobbyist, $51,000. Surveyor, survey all the beaches, so we're all using the same measurements in the same way. Surveying is 200,000 a year. There was an economic impact study done in 2015 of 271,000, and then 300,000 in 5 years starting in 2020. Miscellaneous expenses was 500,000. Part of this is just an example, was Carolina Beach. Their contract with the U.S. Corps of Engineers has ended, so we spent a lot of money trying to help them get a 15-year extension on that, and then administrative fees. And we have a new federal requirement coming from the Corps of Engineers that we're going to have to do a cost-benefit analysis. For every dollar that's spent putting sand on the beach, they want to know how much property, what the value of that property is that is protecting you on the barrier on the federal. Just a little history of the RIT. In 1983, it was established as a 2% tax for sand. The split was 80% sand and 20% TDA for marketing. In 1986, it was increased to a 3% tax, but the distribution was changed to 75% sand, 25% TDA for marketing. 1995, it was changed again. The General Assembly changed it, was petitioned to change it to 60% sand, 40% TDA. A big concern of the subcommittee is, does the TDA intend to petition the General Assembly again for another change in the split? Currently, $4.4 million is generated annually. Of that, 27.5% comes from the three beach towns. 25.6% comes from Wilmington and the unincorporated areas of the county combined. But there's part of that 3% tax that does not go for sand. It's in a General Assembly designated convention center district, and that goes for the convention center. So the allocation of the 4.4 is 2.3 million for sand, 1.6 million for marketing, and 504,000 for the convention center. This is just an example, Craig, you already talked about it. This was our project back in 2012, cost 5.4 million. Our portion of that would have been 954,000. This is a 3-year project. If you spread that out over 3 years, it would be 315,000. That's roughly 8% of our general fund budget. It's more than the individual departmental budgets for building, finance, lifeguards, parks and rec, and our debt service. It's equivalent to a 4-cent tax increase, so $156 per resident annually. And if you multiply that by three, like you were talking about. Mm-hmm. And then I just throw in there the best revenue estimate we have for paid parking. Because sometimes it does come up, well, what are we doing to generate funds to help pay for something? Another thing I provided was average full-time staff for towns with our population of 2012 and similar services, but no resort component, is 5 full-time staff in the police, 1 in fire, they contract out with the county, and 4 in public works. We staff 12 in police, 5 in fire, and 15 in public works. This is 22 more employees than the average town, at an annual cost of $930,000 or $462 per resident. This staffing is required to keep up with all the garbage removal during the 6 to 8 months of tourists in the town, traffic and crowd control, emergency calls, maintenance of public areas, etc. Plus, we also spend an additional $180,000 on lifeguards, but we do get some reimbursement from the separate system. Overall impact for Tree Beach residents, who pay an additional $462 annually per resident for tourism-related expenditures. We'll pay another additional $156 a year per resident if the ILA continues at 17.5% for sand. We also pay county taxes, and most of the residents never see sand from their portion of the beach. These are just some TDA. I'm going to shut up so we can get to the food. In fiscal year 14 to 15, which ended in June, $570 million in domestic visitors came into this county. $507 million was spent. That's a 6.33% increase. We rank 8 among 100 counties in tourism, and we are second behind Dare County in the most visited North Carolina coastal communities. Tourism generated $43.9 million in state and local tax receipts, saving county residents an estimated $202. It provided 5,680 jobs, and 60% of the visitors that came to the beach. One other thing I'll point out, the most visited attraction for the Fort Fisher Historic Site and the Fort Fisher State Recreation Area at 800,000 visitors each. The main thing for this, jobs, businesses, economy, I think are probably the key. We're talking, I'm having for future talks. So I went to the conference that I also attended yesterday and today, the NC Byway. One of the things that came up, Shane Johnson from the Wilmington Association of Realtors requested NC Byway help them come up with a strategy to petition the General Assembly for a state dedicated funding source. They've offered their services and anything that they can contribute. And someone of my believers there today. I thought that's a really good thing to say, that he recognizes the coast as one of our natural resources just as important as the mountains, and that he's looking at a short session to work with some other senators to do an economic study of them to get some facts so that they can start some types of effort to even dedicate the industry.
Thanks, Nancy. Any questions?
With detail.
Nancy, did the county commissioners indicate which one of the three options for short term they were going to support?
No. There was a lot of talk about 100%, concern about 100% because of the projections of when the RRT would be out of money. But no, you didn't really go into the other two options.
Did they indicate that they are not interested in finding a long-term solution?
I didn't get that impression at all.
Okay.
The only one who really didn't comment one way or the other was Commissioner Johnson. Mm-hmm. But the other four all asked pretty good questions and all seemed to agree that they were going to.
Did they say what their next step would be?
No.
Okay. Thank you.
That's
right.
Mm-hmm. We had extended the agreement until the end of December, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And which means it would come up in January, and that would be an interesting discussion.
Well, I tried to get an answer on that in the subcommittee, what the county's take was on that. Were we not under an agreement? Or did they consider that agreement still in effect? And we kind of sort of got the impression they consider that agreement still in effect. But that was on the subcommittee.
It's two for an agreement.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that was what their attorney.
Okay.
Well, since there's funding for this year's, it right. doesn't matter.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, there's 3 years again. Riceville Beach, it comes up before
right.
us, but
right.
they can say it's in agreement in effect, and we can say it's not. And since there's no money involved, it doesn't matter right now. But we need to keep pushing them. Because they'll postpone it for 3 years and then we'll be in the same mess. So we're going to have to keep putting pressure on them.
Riceville Beach is running out of money. They're almost at the top of their...
Yes.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. They're running out of money.
There's more legislation about how much, what the initial estimate, was it?
Yeah.
Estimate and how much they have been spent
that would,
in CSDR projects.
That would hold them over a 50-year period, and they're quickly running out of it.
Right.
We're going to have to go back to the source.
Chairman?
Yes.
One of the presentations yesterday by Dr. Cole Elton was on state dedicated beach preservation funding, and there are five or six coastal states that had the dedicated funding source, and she went through what those were and how they were implemented and how they're run, and that would be part of my report to you when I type up the notes. But one of them was even a sales tax on sporting goods that was dedicated to beach commercial.
That'd be good.
Those are some ideas.
I hope Michael was taking notes.
Thank you.
Finance department. Nothing from Arlen today? Okay. Building department. John?
Last month, I voiced to town council that we've got some low-lying areas in town that are starting to be built upon for new houses. And rather than charging new property owners the $4,000 stormwater fee, we've given them the option to put in an engineered stormwater system to capture that first inch and a half of rain during a significant storm in lieu of paying that $4,000 stormwater fee. And while we don't have anything on the books for that, I brought it to council's attention that Sonny and I were offering that suggestion to builders. And so after meeting with the town attorney recently, instead of writing an ordinance for this, we thought the prudent place to put this would be in our fee schedules. Mm-hmm. So what you see there is page 2 of our 2015-2016 fee schedule, with the connotation that it can be waived if an engineered stormwater system is installed and approved by the building inspector and public works director.
Great solution. I make a motion we approve the modification to the fee schedule as presented.
I second.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Thanks, John.
Thanks, sir.
Excellent job, John.
Fire department, police department, public works, same.
Okay, you want to talk about the lighting first, or you want to wait till we get down to that on the line item, and on farther down?
Whichever one you want to do.
Well, let's go ahead and talk about it, because I don't have much to say about it. Tommy's going to mess me up, Preacher Williams. He told me, he said, what did he say? He said something about, think about what you're going to say before you say it. 32 years, I haven't been doing that, so now I'm messed up. But anyway, I met with Ms. Pollard with Duke Energy. I think we talked about this once before, about the lighting in the parking area. The price, monthly price for that, for lighting that area, is around $100 a month. But what I'd like to do is go ahead, and we're talking about putting the LED lights in there, to go ahead and change out these that we have in the parking lot here so they match up. I think that would probably be a thing that no additional cost. Actually, it would cost us less per month for these LEDs. Arlen's all for that, too. As far as the lighting down Atlantic Avenue, I haven't met with her on this. We're supposed to be here shortly. I'm not sure how you want to handle that. My suggestion would be to go on the ocean side of the walkway, and that's where we should put the lighting. I know that we're going to have to be turtle friendly out there, but I think if we have it facing the other way, and also I said that probably would help some. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is it would help light up that dark walkway that we have there, because it's pretty dark at night. Mm-hmm. You have 3 or 4 beers, it's kind of hard to negotiate.
There you go.
So as soon as I meet with her, we'll get a number. She'll recommend a number that we need, and I'll come back to council and let you know, or email you or something and let you know, and we'll go from there. Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Also, in talks with the Purgish Village, we had some sinkholes around town that we've been fixing after the big rains, and in one particular area, we had a couple of them, which allowed some sand to get into their pond and the intake and the discharge area there. And I've been requested to come in with a backhoe and our dump truck just to clean up that area right there. And I told him that I didn't think that town council would have a problem with that. And we'd go in there and straighten it up some for them, because you can see where the dirt is. We have repaired them now, so that shouldn't be a problem. Well, I shouldn't say that. Right. Repair them now, and so in the next couple of weeks we'd like to go there and do that.
Do we need a temporary easement like we did before?
We actually have an easement through there.
Okay,
the area that I'm talking about now. The two areas that we're talking about, we have easements.
Okay.
And if we don't, then we'll have to come, we'll call Andy and we'll work something out with that, with a letter or whatever.
About how much do you think it'll be? Sunny, pretty negligible, but.
For what I saw, I looked at it today, I don't think it's going to be that much. I think we could probably do it in 4 or 5 hours.
Make a motion we approve using public resources on a pond that we impacted.
Second.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thanks.
Also, talking about drainage, I'd like to thank John for what he came up with on that. That's going to help out a lot, I think, in the future. But we also already have some low areas that are prone to drainage problems during big rains or even during some moderate rains. And there's just they're sitting so low, there's no way to get the water off the property other than what we've been doing is trying to help them try to keep the water out of their houses. It's basically what we've been trying to do, and we've been going out there pumping. Well, it's very taxing on us to go out and have to set these pumps up and pump these things out every time. So what I'd like to do is have permission from council to talk to these individual property owners to see if they're willing to help us out on this. We could hard pipe some of these areas to where they could attach some type of pump themselves, wet well, or put some type of sump pump in themselves to help them out. Help us. We have a couple of people that's already doing that. Mm-hmm. And if council give you permission, we're not talking about a lot of money. We're just talking about a little bit of time and some small pipe, 2-inch pipe. But the hard pipe it in front of these pieces of property to allow them a chance to be able to tie into it so they can get rid of some of this water.
Now, I make a motion we give the Public Works Director approval to work with individual property owners on stormwater issues on private property.
Second.
No in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Can I ask you about the woman who sent the email over there around Sea Lane?
Sea Lane, yes ma'am.
Yeah. Have we straightened that out, or is there a solution to it, or
well,
what is?
We went over a couple weeks ago, I don't know, a lot of time, and we did some, but there's some other stuff that needs to be done. Some of the driveways were poured, and some of the pipes were laid, and they weren't laid well. And so that's something that we're going to have to, I'm going to have to go over there and shoot some grays, see what we have to do over there. During the big rains like we had, I know of four different instances that they had the type of water that it did. And that was the big rain. We had 18 inches. We had two tropical systems and the one that Saturday night. I mean, I was standing on the drain at 421 in Sea Lane. And I was standing in knee-deep water. I mean, I was standing on the drain itself. I mean, it wasn't going anywhere, and it won't until it has time. And that was a major problem. But they also have some problems where the water is laying in the ditches and swells too long, and I think that's one of their big problems too. So maybe we can work and see what we can do to help them out on that.
And going back to lighting, could I ask you about? I know the Turtle people were concerned about the lights
right.
that they put in years
right.
ago.
I've sent all the information to Mrs. Pollard and requested that they do not put any other types of lighting in there. I gave her the list of all the poles and any of them that have been changed out, I've requested to change them back.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Mayor, can I piggyback on the stormwater issue?
Yes.
Yesterday in one of the presentations dealing with stormwater along the Carolina coast, Curie Beach was singled out as the model community for the way you handled the stormwater drainage system that was installed along the beach and the aggressive nature that the town addresses stormwater after a particular bad storm.
Thanks.
Congratulations.
Good. Thanks. Discussion and consideration of old business. David, this is yours.
Yep. So last month we talked about wind farms off the coast. If you look in your packet under old business, there's a resolution. So more review of the issue really shows that the North Carolina Bureau of Energy Management has dealt differently with different towns.
Right.
And so the issue to me, last month we really talked about how far or how close is too close or too far to really mess up the visual beach. But to me, the bigger issue and the resolution you see is to address that issue is North Carolina as a state should treat every community the same. So if they're treating Dare County differently than they're treating southeastern North Carolina, that's a problem to me. And so the resolution that I worked with Nancy, and she did most of the work, to draft really highlights that issue and just says, look, Kerry Beach's position is, okay, North Carolina State, treat everybody the same. If you're going to look at what the visual impact is on one community up in the northeastern part of the state, then you should do exactly the same thing before you release leases in the southeastern part of the community. So I'll be glad to read it out or make a motion to council that we approve it and then read it after we vote on it if it passes, however you want to do it. But I make a motion that we approve this and send it with the mayor's signature.
I second.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye. Aye. So now
opposed?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes, yes.
Okay. Yeah, there. So I'll read it. This is a recommendation to the U.S. Bureau of Ocean Energy Management to use consistency in issuance of commercial wind energy leases for North Carolina's shores. Whereas the Kerry Beach Town Council received requests from beach municipalities in eastern North Carolina requesting support of their concern that BOEM intends to issue commercial wind energy leases in their area without completing visual impact studies. This may lead to negative visual impact to those resort municipalities that depend on tourism for their economy. And whereas North Carolina beach towns impacted by this are Ballhead Island, Caswell Beach, Oak Island, Sunset Beach, Holden Beach, and Ocean Isle Beach. And whereas BOEM established three wind energy areas for development in North Carolina: Kitty Hawk, which begins about 24 nautical miles from shore and extends approximately 25.7 nautical miles in a general southeasterly direction at its widest point; Wilmington Each, which begins about 15 nautical miles from Ballhead Island at its closest point, extends approximately 18 nautical miles in a southeasterly direction at its widest point; Wilmington West, which begins about 10 nautical miles from shore and extends approximately 12.3 nautical miles in an east-west direction at its widest point. Factors used to establish wind energy areas were visual, cultural resources, biological resources, and navigation use, conflicts, and safety. And whereas on September 18, 2015, BOEM announced its decision to issue wind energy leases for Wilmington East and West as close as 10 nautical miles without an analysis of the visual impacts, and whereas BOEM established a 24 nautical mile no leasing buffer for the Kitty Hawk WEA and established a 33.7 nautical mile no leasing buffer to protect the Bodie Island Lighthouse, now therefore be it resolved that the Kerry Beach Town Council strongly urges BOEM to restrict leasing and approval of site assessment plans in the Wilmington East and Wilmington West wind energy assessment areas without being consistent in their process of completing visual impact studies. The council believes this decision puts the area beach communities in jeopardy of negative visual impacts, which have great potential to damage the economic driver of tourism in these towns. Adopted by the Kerry Beach Town Council this 17th day of November 2015.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Nancy, we appreciate your work, and David, you put some thought into this, so thank you. Discussion and consideration of new business. Motion to accept resignation of Commissioner Pagley.
Make a motion to accept Steve's resignation on moving out of the area.
Second.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Discussion regarding appointment for council vacancy through 2017.
So I asked that one be put on. Nancy put a memo to council on the various ways and requirements around filling an appointment. It falls to council. The council has done this multiple times in the past, and the last time I was one of the people interviewing. I know we've got a lot of people expressing interest. I didn't make it that time. Emily actually got on.
Well, that was Steve Pagley was the last time.
Before I thought he ran.
You and me. No, he took Barry's place.
But he did run in the last election.
Yes, and then he ran in the last election. So, yeah, we've done it
a couple times, right?
Yeah.
So I think we should do the same thing we've done before. I mean, that's my input in council. I think the right thing to do is to have the town attorney, not town attorney, the town clerk, thank you, advertise that we have an opening and for people to express interest to turn in resumes to council that we will review in an open meeting in January. I think December's got enough stuff going on. That'll give people plenty of time to think about it. I've had multiple calls. I think other people have had multiple calls. And if we put in, I don't know, 2 weeks before the January meeting for applications, and then we'll have time to review them. And I think in an open meeting, the council can interview people and do the same thing we've done in the past.
I think that's the best solution to ensure that the community has an opportunity to come forward and that all candidates are considered equally and we can make a selection.
So far, I've heard from at least 8 people that would like to apply, and I'm wondering if maybe in the interest of time, we can do like the media did and ask them what are the 2 or 3 top concerns in Kerry Beach and how they would address them. Because so far, you know, I've had a few of them send me a letter and their resume, and it doesn't tell me anything as far as what they would do for the town or how they feel about issues like beach renourishment or any of the other issues we have. Would you be interested in adding that to their application?
I mean, I'm open to council, right? So I think, one, Joe's not seated yet. He probably has some thoughts. I have thoughts. We have an organizational meeting. I'm fine with that. I haven't thought about it enough yet, right? So I've been on the road. But
would you like to compile a list of things?
Yeah, I think the council can send them to Nancy over the next week and have the advertisement go out the first week in December, right? Because I think each of the 4 commissioners should think about what their criteria are. They might be different between them.
Cool. Good idea.
Okay.
I make a motion that's our process and we settle it at the January meeting.
I second.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Set the date and time for an organizational meeting to administer oath of office for newly elected council members.
Will this also be our December meeting? Is that the plan to move it?
Yeah. Is that right, Nancy?
Yes, traditionally that's what you...
Okay, that's fine. Okay.
It's your choice.
Does the 10th work?
Is there a problem with the 15th?
There was a circle on here, so I assume so.
Here.
I'm fine with moving it a week earlier if we want.
You're talking about...
No.
You guys have a preference?
No.
No. The 10th is fine with me.
Joe, you around on the 10th?
Ports and border things.
It's important you're there, right? You know that, right? Okay.
I might even wear shoes.
Well, that's up to you, right? The 10th on looking.
Is there a preference?
Just keep Tuesday nights, right?
Yeah.
Well, the 10th's a Thursday, but the 10th's fine with me, whatever. 8th, 9th, 10th.
You don't have any, you don't try that?
Oh, you don't have Tuesday because of Carolina Beach.
Yeah.
I will make sure I'm not traveling. Is Thursday the 10th good?
I can do
make a motion Thursday. We move the December meeting to Thursday, December the 10th at 6:30. Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Second.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Request from Barbara Bowl, resident of 418 Settlers Lane, to donate a palm tree planted in her yard if the town staff digs it up and transports it to out of her yard. Blinsky.
Okay.
Is she
Barbara
here?
Is not here.
No.
Okay. But Barbara has asked if the town would be interested in her palm tree. I think it's about 30 feet tall. It's a big palm tree.
Sunny.
And she would be willing to donate it for the town to put it anywhere we would like to put it. She had a contractor estimate that the contractor estimate was $300 to move it. I don't know if we have the equipment to move it, Sonny, or if that would be something we'd be interested in doing. But if the council wants it, she'll donate it. She would just like us to move it down.
Oh, okay.
I guess I feel like we're kind of opening a can of worms here. If we do it for one, we have to do it for everybody. And I know my neighbor wants that pine tree moved at the town's expense. And they will be in here right behind her asking the town to do that. So,
you can't move in sections. You can't cut it in half and move it.
Glue it back together. Can't do that.
I'll do whatever council wants.
Right. I mean, is there somewhere we need a palm tree?
I don't know. She asked the question. So it's a matter of, do you want to do this?
We can't think anywhere where it should go then I'm following this thing. We don't need a palm tree.
That's a motion.
Make a motion. We say thank you for the offer. Have a nice time.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, thank you. Commissioner's items? None? Thank you.
Oh, I know. Mr.
Where's the...
Craig's going first.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, Craig.
Yeah, actually, I'm going to walk down to the podium a little bit.
Hmm.
Okay. Dean, this is the part of the meeting where we kind of pay tribute to you. So, Alan Dean Lambert. So what do you say to someone that gives 10 years, six as mayor of Forum Council, to the town at an extremely low cost? I see former members here of the council, and they know how little that is. But Dean, 10 years of service, 3,650 days plus. You know, it's interesting, you actually started suing the town. And unfortunately, you won. But I have to say, you went from that to dedicating your vision and your time to improving this town in significant ways, ways that will last for decades. Your influence and contacts enriched us, and Carolina Beach has also said they depended on you for your contacts at the legislature. And they asked that I express their gratitude.
Thank you.
People have said to me in town that they have had differences with you. However, they have said that when I called him, he did the job, and he did it quick. You were always available. There was coffee with the mayor, as an example, and you were ready to say yes when it was appropriate, but just as important, when we needed to say no, you said no. At times, you were combative. How many times would you say that was, Jim?
Twice. Twice.
Twice. At times you were combative, but it was really always fighting for the good of the town. So you represented us well, and not many people wanted to get into the ring with you when you started to get your collar up. Many in this town love you, and some don't. But I would say that almost everybody respects you. And I would say that I certainly do. So thank you for what you did for this town. And the people will remember you for years to come. So I would say hardworking, yes. Get results, yes. Tough guy, yes. Stubborn, absolutely. But it's all part of you and all part that helped you get the accomplishments that we needed to make this town a better place. And I'm going to pass it to David to talk about those accomplishments.
Right. Cool, since you started something, I'll be there. It's been a long time since I've walked down here.
Yeah.
There. It wasn't good last
time. I remember the last time you
did. Yeah, it wasn't good last time. So I'd say the same thing. So Craig talks about Dean suing the town. I was actually on council when that happened, right? In fact, if you remember that budget the next year, I had a line item, Dean Lambert. From that, I got to say, Craig's exactly right. He's turned into a great advocate for the town. And while I wouldn't agree with his style sometimes, I definitely cannot argue about his heart. So, you know, for those of you who don't know, the council is pretty low paying. You've heard me complain about it before, maybe. Not because I want the money, but because enough people don't get involved. I'm kind of glad to see eight people now don't want to introduce themselves to you, but want us to put them on the board. But Dean has always been at every meeting. You know, when you think about a mayor of a small town, and lots of small towns are having problems filling that role now, he has definitely filled the role. You know, whether it's in Raleigh, whether it's in Washington, whether it's in Wilmington with the county commissioners, he has been at the meetings. You can't say they don't know who our mayor is, right? Because that's not true, right? If you go to Raleigh, I'm sure there are legislators who wish they didn't know who our mayor was, but they could say who he was, right? And while he might not like this analogy, he followed in the footsteps of Betty Medlin in the fact that in the where the power is, they know our name, right? And for a town as small as we are, that's pretty awesome, right? He had the Saturday morning meetings, right? When there were meetings on Monday at 9 a.m., he was there. And it's a hard thing to do, right? People talk to me about, oh, you should do this mayor thing. No, I don't have time for that. It's hard enough being on council. And I'm glad there are people willing to do it because it's a big role. He's fought for the town everywhere he's went. He's advocated for the town everywhere he's went. He's kind of sometimes made us not look so well with the thong song thing, but you know, he's done a lot of good things. If you walk downtown in Curie Beach, during his tenure, the park comes to mind. The street lights change in all downtown comes to mind. If you drive down 421 or K Avenue, all those are repaved. Did he do it himself? No. But did he lead the charge? Yes, he did. So, you know, you can't say he did all that by himself because that's not true. But you can say he led the way, and that's pretty important. Regardless of how you feel about him on individual issues, you cannot say he didn't put lots of heart and soul in the town for the last 10 years. And so, you know, from a pretty negative perception of Dean when I was up there and he was out here to working with him and still having problems sometimes, I would say that you cannot say that he didn't pour his heart into the town. And that's what you can say about a mayor. That's what makes a good mayor. That's what makes a good commissioner. And so regardless of what you feel about him on issues, you should take the time tonight to thank him for 10 years of service. Because I can tell you it wasn't about the money. If you do his math versus my math, he probably made, you know, 15 or 20 cents an hour based on all the time he put in. And then that doesn't even pay enough for alcohol. So I try to keep mine down. Right? So again, thanks, Dean. Good job.
Thank you.
Appreciate what you've done. The town appreciates it. I appreciated working with you most of the time. And the times I didn't, I respected the hard work you did, whether I agreed with you or not. I respect hard work, right? And I say this for every commissioner in the town that I've worked with, every council person that I've worked with. I respect the fact that they're willing to do it because you guys are hard to work for. And we don't hear from you when you're upset about stuff. So it's not the greatest job in the world. And those people that are willing to do it deserve your respect. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
I think the reason that we had this meeting tonight is because
I was supposed to give you something, but you can finish. Okay, because
unbeknownst to Nancy, my older brother is in intensive care, so I may have to leave at any minute. But thank you.
Cool. And Dean, we got something for you. Thank you. Keep coming down here.
No.
So as a mayor, you get the gavel, right? I didn't get a gavel anytime I got off council. But,
not something you can hit somebody.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Fortunately, it doesn't come out. But in honor of Dean Lambeth for his outstanding service to the town of Curie Beach, Commissioner 2005-2009, Mayor 2009-2015. Thank you very much, sir. Great job. Great job. make a motion to close executive session.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
We're closed.
Congratulations. Please join us for refreshments.
Thank you.
There's lots of